morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church in North Judson. St. Peter Congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckard, joins this week with the multitudes in the Christian community to observe Holy Week, the time leading up to our Savior's death and then his victory over the grave and sin on Easter Sunday. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to traveling, however briefly, through the week's events with you as we share Christ's Word through Scripture and song. Today we begin Holy Week observing the events in the life of Jesus as he enters Jerusalem with the welcoming crowds on Palm Sunday. We hear of the last Passover that he celebrated with his disciples, giving to them and to us the sacrament of his body and blood, to be received by all believers until he comes again. His arrest, trial, and crucifixion followed in very short order, and we end the week with his death and burial on Good Friday. We began our program with Ride On, Ride On in Majesty. We now hear St. John's Palm Sunday account.
A reading from the 12th chapter of the Gospel according to St. John. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him."
When you walk that Thursday morning, save your teacher, faithful friend, thoughts of self and safety scorning, knowing how the
In the following passage, we hear St. Mark's account of the preparations for and celebration of the Passover by Jesus and his disciples, at which time he instituted the sacrament of his body and blood, given and shed for all, to be received by the faithful until he returns.
We continue our account of Holy Week in the 14th and 15th chapters of the Gospel according to St. Mark. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready. There prepare for us." And the disciples set out and went to the city and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when it was evening, he came with the 12. And as they were reclining at table and eating, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." And they began to be sorrowful and say to him one after another, "Is it I?" He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." And as they were eating, he took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God."
Finally, in the hymn, "Go to Dark Gethsemane," we hear some of the events in the Passion of Jesus, returning to St. Mark's account of the crucifixion, death, and burial of Jesus.
Go to Dark Gethsemane, all who feel the tempter's power, your Redeemer's conflict see, watch with him one bitter hour, turn not from his griefs away, burn from Jesus Christ to pray.
Follow to the judgment hall, view the suffering, shame, or loss, learn from him to bear the cross.
Calvary's mournful mountain climb, there adoring at his feet, mark that miracle.
And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means place of a skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them, casting lots for them, to decide what each should take. And it was the third hour when they crucified him. And the inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha, you who would destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." So also the chief priests with the scribes mocked him to one another, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. And when the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani?" Which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of the bystanders, hearing it, said, "Behold, he is calling Elijah." And someone ran and filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying, "Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down." And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, he said, "Truly this man was the Son of God." And when evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was surprised to hear that he should have already died. and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. And when he learned from the centurion that he was dead, he granted the corpse to Joseph. And Joseph bought a linen shroud, and taking him down, wrapped him in the linen shroud and laid him in a tomb that had been cut out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the entrance of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of Joseph saw where he was laid.
Thank you for inviting us into your home this morning as we begin the observance of Holy Week. St. Peter Lutheran Church offers many opportunities throughout the coming week to worship. The Palm Sunday service is at 9 a.m. this morning. The Maundy Thursday service begins at 6:30 p.m. Good Friday Tenebrae service begins at 6:30 p.m. And Holy Saturday evening prayer begins at 6:30 p.m. And, finally, the glorious Easter service to celebrate Christ's resurrection will begin at 7 a.m. and will be followed with a pancake breakfast. For more information on any of these services or any other questions you may have, please contact the church office at 574-896-2025. St. Peter Lutheran Church is located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. All children, no matter the age, are most certainly welcome at any and all worship services. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. May God's love always be with you.
Oh, dearest Jesus, what law have you broken that such sharp sentence should on you be spoken? Of what great crime have you to make confession?